Joshua W. Turner makes the music of We Wept. Joshua, it's great having you come to The Antidote.
Yeah, well, man, I love your radio show. It's a true honor to be here, so thank you for having me.
Let's see if you're still happy by the time we finish this.
I have faith in it, so yeah.
So this is a relatively new gig for you. I mean, your first single released just a year ago.
Yeah.
So I really suppose the big question is, why did you start up We Wept?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, it is relatively new. And, you know, I started off when I was a teenager making hard rock music. Like, that's what truly connected to my heart. And over the years, I kind of explored different types of music, you know, and over the years too, in my music career, I became a Christian. Mm-hmm. And so We Wept is kind of like an accumulation of everything that I've experienced going back to my roots. So, you know, with who I am now, I'm kind of starting over musically back to full circle moment of starting making the music that truly resonates in my heart. You know, that is kind of where We Wept comes in. And it's really geared towards people who are hurting, people who are broken, people like I have been in my life, even to this day, like the ups and downs. I want to do for people with We Wept what the bands I love did for me, and filter it through my artistic view.
Really, don't you find that a bit discouraging? You're starting over again.
Actually, no. I mean, I'm having the greatest time musically that I've had since I started. And it's basically like we live in a music world that is so haywire. Like nobody truly knows what's going on or mm-hmm. how to make a living or how to do this. So I've kind of just forgot about all that and said, let's go back to the bedroom, make music that you love and get that true fulfillment that you thought you could get through going to Hollywood and going to music school like I've done. But it truly is, it ends back up in the bedroom. Like, why did you start in the first place? So I'm actually having a great time, truly enjoying it.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about that first song, Bury Me. That is a raw song.
Yeah.
I drank the drug. I found cheap love. I lived out all my dreams. I spilled the blood and felt like God. My soul I pray to keep. But seriously, like, I'm really hoping this isn't your life story.
It absolutely is.
Wow.
That's a true lyric, you know, like I drank the drug, meaning, you know, like I went into alcohol. I went into borderline alcoholism. I did this thing, you know, I found cheap love. I lived out everything that I thought would bring happiness or fulfillment or peace. And, you know, I'll be blunt with you. That's alcohol. That's porn. That's all this stuff that you think will feed your flesh. Mm-hmm. And I made a lot of mistakes and I hurt a lot of people doing it. And, you know, my soul, I pray to keep, like, I need forgiveness. I need God. So, yeah, I mean, it's a heavy, heavy song. It's a raw song and it's an autobiographical song.
I got to talk about what you're creating because the music of We Wept sounds like it stepped out of the 90s. You know, it's kind mm-hmm. of grunge inspired. Maybe that's a natural style for you since you're from Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that goes back to the roots, you know, those grunge bands, you know, specifically within We Wept, like Soundgarden, like it really resonates with me. And I don't know why, but that is my heart song, you know, that raw, grungy music. And yeah, it's absolutely influenced by the 90s. I couldn't tell you a band now that I base a lot of my inspiration off of. Not that they're bad. There's a lot of great rock bands out there now. Absolutely a lot. But I take a lot of inspiration from the bedroom back in the 90s and 2000s. So, yeah.
Well, single number two was Not Satisfied. And it's all mm-hmm. about being content with what you have. What the media tells us is that we should have something more or something better. And it sounds like you have the alternative.
Yeah. Actually, that song was not necessarily about me. Being a Christian, I talk with a lot of people, and you know, we kind of go down some dark roads. And there was a guy who I talked with who he cheated on his wife from somebody he met on an airplane. And it kind of was the beginning of that song, you know, in the sense of like, you're just not satisfied. Like, what do you need to do? You're willing to try anything to satisfy. You're willing to give up your marriage and your family and all this stuff to try and satisfy that itch, but you do it and then you realize you're still not satisfied. So the story is loosely based off of the conversation I had with that person. Again, also autobiographical. It's like, why can't you ever be satisfied with these things that the world tells you will satisfy you, or mm-hmm. your flesh, it convinces you that if you do this, you will be satisfied, but you're not. And you wonder why.
Well, you make it sound as if it's simple for you to be satisfied, because here you are creating music in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, I don't know why this is, but lately I've been finding I've been meeting with multi-talented artists, and you may be at the top.
Wow.
Joshua W. Turner does all the songwriting, arranging, music, instrumentation, vocals, recording, mixing, and mastering. Now, does this mean that you don't play well with others?
No, actually, we should go back to Bury Me, because Bury Me actually has all my old band when I was at Berklee College of Music. And I went back to them and I said, hey guys, I got this song. We were talking about it for a while. I said, let's come together and I want you guys just to put your parts to it. The song is written, but I want you to deliver what I have through your vision. And these guys honestly are the best musicians I've ever seen before Berklee and after Berklee. They're on a whole other level. And it was such an honor to have them. So they were the beginning of kicking off We Wept. And we still will work together somewhere down the line. So to answer your question, like, I love collaborating with people, but I oftentimes have a very specific vision. And the reason I do it all myself is like, I've went in and paid for recording sessions and got the product, and it just wasn't what I wanted, what I heard in my mind. And I realized, you know, I've been doing music for 20 years, recording my own music for 20 years, and I don't have training in it, but I have a lot of experience of figuring things out. Mm-hmm. And by the end product, it's like, okay, this is what I hear. And so I'm able to do it all. And I guess I get impatient. I don't like waiting for people's time frame. And it's just easier to do it myself. But there is those magic moments, like with Bury Me. You know, I'll name the guys: John Paolilli Jr., best guitarist I've ever seen. Greg Ross, most powerful hard-hitting drummer I've ever played with. And Lawrence Lee, who is just so creative with his bass playing, but also simple and in the pocket. Like those guys, that song couldn't have been that song without them.
But probably none of them appear on the latest from We Wept, Gottalotta. You changed the music style. I think that song has the darkest lyrics.
Yeah.
I got a body, but the body is empty. At least it is to me. I got a body, but the body is empty. It means nothing to me. Does that mean there's no light at the end of the tunnel?
No, I mean, and I was kind of preparing to talk about this song and trying to find a way to describe it. And the song, it's about a lot of stuff. In a mm-hmm. 2-minute song, it's packed with a lot in just one big punch. And there's so many different interpretations. Like, I can look at a lyric and it, for me personally, it can mean two different things. But I think specifically the line that you just mentioned, I just came out of a really bad depression, something I've never experienced before, true mental health crisis. And the first line of that song, like, I found something to say. It's like, I finally can speak again. I found something to write about. A big chunk of that song was my experience in Hollywood. And my experience in Hollywood was very dark. And that line was kind of representing, like, I got a body, but the body is empty. It was my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a shell of a man in this glamorous life. and everybody else around me is a shell of who they are. And you may not see us that way, but that's what we are. Like, so I got a body, but the body is empty. At least it is to me. You may not see it that way, but it's absolutely true.
So during that time in Hollywood, were you putting on a false front for people around you?
I got picked up by a manager that was developing a band, like how you would develop like boy bands. Like, I have this vision of this project and I need to put these pieces. And I was the lead singer front man that she wanted to have. And I realized within that she was dressing me for red carpets, telling me what I needed to wear. And it got so much to where she started telling me how to act. Like, she'd bring these girls over to me and I'm supposed to be the rock star sleazy guy, but I have a kind heart, you know, and so I talk to them like human beings, respect them as women. And I remember her coming up to me after sending this girl over and saying, "You're too nice." And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, like, well, what else would I be? You know? And I realized, like, you know, the chorus, and this is where this comes in, the chorus is, you got a lot of motto, you got a lot of things I'm supposed to remember, that I, how I'm supposed to be and how I'm supposed to act and who I'm supposed to be as an artist. And you're telling me this is what I need to do. And in return, you got a lot of these models for me. You got a lot of these girls that you'll send to satisfy my flesh. And you got a lot of these, you got this lifestyle waiting for me as long as I jump when you say jump and do what you tell me to do. And it was a real crossroads for me as a person and as an artist, because there was two paths to take. You know, I remember being in Beverly Hills. It was, everything in Hollywood was like a dream, but I remember being in Beverly Hills in this woman's lawyer's office and big desk, and the contract is slid over to sign on to this band for 7 years. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? You going to play this game, which everybody has to play for the most part in Hollywood, or are you going to be true to who you are as a person and as an artist? And I chose to be true to who I was and slide the contract back and not take it. So got a lot of, is a big part of basically therapy of what I experienced in Hollywood.
You took the high road, and that's admirable.
I took what I knew I needed to take to survive, to keep my soul. You know, a lot of people say you sell your soul for Hollywood. It's like, I kind of felt there was that moment, because if you sign on to that, then you are agreeing to sacrifice your morals, at least in my case, not everybody, but sacrifice your morals and become a character that is not only not you, but quite the opposite of you.
Well, tonight we've heard all the singles from We Wep so far, but I'd like to hear about what's coming. So where is your music heading?
Yeah, so the music in the near future is still hard-hitting rock music with a raw message, an honest message, an uncomfortable message. And I think that's kind of the theme of the songs. Like, I try and talk about topics that are uncomfortable, not easy listening, but also, like, I look at like Got a Lotta, that's a fun song. I like that song because it's fun. What's coming next is songs that just take on heavy topics, and I try and be creative with the music, and I just love doing guitar solos. So I put those guitar solos in there because I just love them. And so that's what's to come. Down the road further, I really don't know. I know that there's one specific song that probably won't come out for at least another year, but it's already written and set, that might change the tune a little bit. And it may not happen, but at this point it is. But I just want to keep writing music that is true. Authenticity is really important to me, and I want to just keep writing music from the heart, because this is the perfect time in music to do that. Just be true to who you are, be honest with your art, and don't expect anything. And if anything comes, that's just a blessing.
I so appreciate that, because so many Christian artists, they put on that false front. They put out the syrupy, sweet, safe music. And here you are being creative and talking about honest topics.
Yeah, and I think, like, especially in Christianity, it's so needed. You know, I work in ministry as well. The biggest thing that I found is that there's not a space for these people I'm writing for. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they're Christian or not, there's not a space in a lot of American Christianity for them. There's not a voice. And I'm not saying I'm the only one doing this. Like, I'm not unique in that way. It's just, you have to make a choice. Are you willing to play the Christian music game, or are you willing to pave your own way? Then there's no guarantee with that. Like, are you willing to take a risk and be truly authentic, flaws and all, with your music, you know, within the realm of who you're writing for? And it's like, I'm unashamedly a Christian, but I also have a heart for these people that are hurting and broken, just like I was when I wasn't a Christian. Like, I wasn't a Christian until age 25.
Right.
I'm only 11 years in, and there's all these people that I feel are being forgotten, pushed out, left out, or not feeling like they can be related to within the realm of what a Christian is.
Well, I appreciate you having that type of honesty in your music. And I am looking forward to whatever new stuff comes from We Wept. So I got to thank you for this talk, Joshua.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? And it truly is an honor. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this. We are a new band. And anytime we get that chance to speak, verbally speak through not just the music, but speak to these people that we're trying to reach, like, it's a true honor. So thank you for the opportunity.